Dead babies. Dead babies. Okay. Now, are periods dead babies or just babies that never happen?
What?
I don't know. Nobody's ever told me.
They're not fertilized, so they're
non-fertilized
babies.
There's
a little egg in there somewhere.
I cut into a red bell pepper the other day, and there were no seeds inside.
Wow.
And I was real creeped out.
Barren.
And I thought, yeah, it was useless. I didn't want to eat it. And I was like a lot like a lady.
Welcome to the fucking future.
Yeah, right?
That's like Frankenfood.
Right?
Where they don't even have, like, seeds inside it anymore. It's
but
so
wait, didn't you feel
altered.
Better eating that one? Because that one wouldn't have gone on to have babies anyway.
What are you talking about, Robert?
The bell pepper that had no seeds in it.
Yeah.
Follow the story, Chris.
It's almost like a barren woman.
That's what I was saying.
Oh,
creepy.
I wasn't listening.
Creepy and useless.
Oh.
Welcome to the Shide Show.
Hello.
My name is Brian Gerard.
Oh, hi, Brian. Good to meet you.
Hi, Brian.
I sit next to Gregory Hoyt.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Hello, ladies.
And, And
and gentlemen, I forgot.
Well,
our audience is primarily women. So.
No doubt.
I also sit next to... I sit next to Robert Shide.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Robert.
Hello.
More importantly than
yes.
either of these two,
yes.
I sit next to the venerable, mm-hmm. the magnanimous.
Hey, fuck you.
I think you're misunderstanding.
You're misunderstanding.
Brian doesn't even know what he's saying.
I don't know what these words mean. I don't know what these words mean.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emily Maya Mills.
Oh,
yes.
Hello,
oh, my
hello.
God.
Oh, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, yes.
Thank
it's
you
amazing.
For coming, Emily.
It's amazing that you've joined us. Last time, I believe you were slated to be here. It was actually, Greg Hoyt doesn't do a lot.
Hello.
He
not much.
In his life, generally, for the show specifically.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
And he was in charge of one thing.
One thing.
Get Emily on to our show.
Yeah.
Well,
it was my fault.
That was Emily's fault, by the way.
Yeah.
I will
don't,
not take,
don't
well,
defend.
I will not
don't
take responsibility.
Emily,
I will
don't
not.
Defend.
No,
just
don't fucking
defend.
Tell
we
me.
Know,
don't
we
tell
know.
Emily. Don't tell my guest what to do.
Emily, don't defend.
Well,
Emily's my fucking guest, Robert.
She was your guest last time. This time, she's the guest of the show.
Oh, okay.
Second
oh,
appearance.
Okay.
Second
all of
appearance.
A sudden, everybody knows Emily just as well as I know Emily. All of a sudden.
All right.
Well, I will say that Greg did come to my house, try to pick me up. I told him, no, get out of here. Fuck you. He did
Whoa.
Everything he
yeah.
could.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right.
Including take my pants off.
Well, that's exactly what not to do.
Yeah.
You small pricked fuck.
Oh, man.
That's
Emily,
a little
this is
harsh.
Not how the show usually goes.
It really
so
is.
So many F-bombs.
Yeah. Do you mind?
Let's clean it up
no,
a little.
No,
I'm
going to
take that back. I'm going to take that
let's
back.
Let's clean it up.
I got 30 seconds on that. I took it back.
Oh, you know, clear and cancel.
Clear and cancel.
That's like energetic stuff,
right.
Emily. If you say stuff that you don't mean, you like I hate if you're like hanging out with your mom and you're like, I fucking hate you, mom.
That's pretty hard.
Clear, cancel.
You can
she
say
can't be angry.
Anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
It's like you didn't say it. Not only is it not.
I wish I didn't have you.
Yeah.
Clear and cancel.
Clear and cancel.
Clear and cancel.
And then everything's okay again.
Even if the child is weeping, it doesn't make any sense.
Can you yell at them then for weeping? I cleared and canceled it! Stop crying!
I should have told you you were adopted when you were 7, not when you were 18!
Clear and cancel!
And then you can you, what about physical violence?
Yeah, you can hit people.
Clear and clear. Cancel!
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And because of the rules of the secret,
yeah,
it's as if it never happened.
Right,
wow.
Right. That's how I'm planning to, the rules of my wed marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Clear and cancel.
Just
clear.
Beat them. Fuck out of each other and cancel.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
man.
But you can't say it too soon after after you say I do. You don't want to say immediately clear
and
cancel.
Cancel.
That would kind of
wait for like a couple years
annulment,
and then you can clear and cancel it through divorce or annulment.
Right.
Have you ever been divorced?
No.
Have you ever been married?
No. But I did sort of spike the bouquet at a wedding recently.
No.
Like, it was unconscious. It came at me. And
you whacked it away or you grabbed it?
Whacked it away.
Oh, wow.
No way.
But you know what? I mean,
does that mean?
What does it really mean?
What does that mean? Does that mean?
I was going to say, it might mean that I'm going to get married and I'm going to beat the fuck out of my husband.
Right. Or it could mean you, like me, share a value of the in value of marriage.
Right.
I share that as well.
Well, I mean, it was unconscious for sure, because I don't not have the value, but it also flew over my head, hit the floor, some dude picked it up, threw it at me, I banked it off, I was trying to bump set it to somebody else.
Gotcha.
It had already been through so much, I didn't want that. If I'm going to catch
right.
a bouquet,
bad energy.
Snatch
at
it.
That point. Bad energy.
No.
Deflected.
Did you think you were just defending yourself from a bouquet that was flying through the air?
No, but I did think I was defending myself from, like, a bumpy ride.
Yeah. Energetically, Robert. Sometimes you can sense these things quickly. Especially when you've studied The Secret, like Emily Maya Mills and I have.
Yeah.
Did you have guys study
I've actually never seen The Secret.
Mills, why?
Never
read it. Greg.
Yes,
No, it's okay. Greg really thinks that he knows you because you're Greg's guest.
No, but there are some, I do.
Don't
I like
high
those.
Five him on that. You're the Shine Show's
I'm
guest.
I'm the Shine Show's guest. Yeah. I'm sorry. I like the Abrahams. I like the Hickses.
Yeah,
but I've never looked at The Secret.
These guys don't know what they're talking about.
I don't know that either. Sorry.
What are you talking about?
Have you ever beaten a man? Like, have you ever physically abused a man?
I once smacked an old boyfriend when I was 18 because he called me a fucking bitch and he screamed it in my face. And he was like a real, like, energy suck kind of, like, a drama. Mm-hmm. Like, you learn. It was like the one experience was like, I don't think I want to be in a situation like this.
Right.
But I did smack him as hard as I could. And I was standing in a hallway and he went to go push my forehead. Like, he got so startled and I wasn't at any point in fear of, like, being physically abused.
Mm-hmm.
He went to go push my head like that and I ducked.
Yeah.
Clocked my eyebrow on the corner of the door and got the fattest black eye I've ever seen. And then had to go have lunch with my mom. Like,
No.
That story, she did not buy.
No.
She didn't buy
that.
No,
I didn't even tell her that. What I told her was that I threw a bottle of makeup and it bounced off the wall and hit me in the face.
We make up the worst stories for things like that when we're kids.
Whenever I abuse my girlfriends, I make up the most ridiculous stories ever to cover it up.
Greg, that's not a good thing to talk about.
No, I'm kidding. I don't actually.
I have a technical issue that I just want to. I don't mean to derail.
Sure.
Are we getting too much noise from the front office?
The front office is a little loud.
Uh-oh. I'll be right back.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go cut a bitch.
Is it Lonnie Anderson from WKRP
out there? No, Brian is a girlfriend that works in the front office.
She works in the front office and
he oftentimes gets abusive with his language with her.
A little loud, a little violent sometimes.
Yeah. God, you boys.
Don't
really
don't
know how to treat a lady, huh?
Don't group me into that.
No, he's a part of it.
No, hey, hang on a second. Hang on 1 second. I am not part of that at all.
We quickly got into so much smacking and abuse.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't know what
caused it. Hey, did I tell you I did a movie with Emily Maya Mills?
You did talk about that last time she was semi on the show.
Oh, right. I talked about it before.
And at that point, it was untitled. Has that movie gotten a title?
Still untitled.
Do you know that Emily Maya Mills has gotten me more work as an actor than any of my agents or managers of all time?
Do you take a cut?
We don't get paid.
We never get paid. Hey-o!
Big, we never do. Huge, meaty project.
Wow.
We never get paid.
No money.
But we have really great times together.
We do, yeah. We've made some good stuff.
Yeah. Emily, I understand that you've done some work on Conan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, little bit things. It's nice to be over there. It's nice to get called over there to do little fun stuff and hang around. It's, you know, I don't know if twice I did not even tell my parents to tune in because I was like, you're not going to be able to see my face.
Right,
yeah, right.
And they're like, we would have watched it anyway.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
My mom said, actually, I don't have cables.
Clear and cancel.
One time we were on the live show and we got to like pause it and take pictures. And I was actually on there with one of my castmates from one of my sketch groups, Ian Walterstorff from Hot Mess, our mod team at UCB.
Nice.
We had so much fun just because we got to be there on the same day. And
that's awesome.
So cool.
And my friend Ryan Stout was the stand-up on the show that day. So he was there. And that was really fun.
So it must have been weird because it's just like you and your friends on this nationally televised show.
Just having a blast.
Having
fun back there. Yeah, downstairs. Yeah, it was really fun. Like the green room's downstairs. It's so fun to like watch the rehearsal from the green room. And then when I was there for the live show, because I had done two pre-taped bits before, to be there for the live show and then like watch everybody trickle in and all the writers come into the green room. And then it gets like really festive and really fun and intense. And you see like... It goes live, and the atmosphere and the energy in the green room then, like when everybody's down there, it's really exciting.
That's so cool.
And they have massage chairs.
Oh.
Are they Asian?
The massage chairs?
Yeah.
Brian.
God, he's Brian. Really
Brooks Dawn?
Brooks Dawn?
Oh,
that was terrible.
I added two racism.
You teed it up, and I went ahead and spiked it.
Yeah.
Emily's kind of famous.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you kind of are.
What?
A lot of people know you.
Oh, no. Well, you know, I try to do some stuff.
See? Whatever that means.
Now,
that makes her famous.
Doing something like Conan, I feel like that's exactly the kind of thing you should be doing. You should have your own show.
That's really, really nice of you to say. I can't believe you just said that. Someone said that to me.
But
I'm sorry.
But don't you think it's like, it just seems kind of like a natural progression of
like. Did someone say that to you before? Is that what you're going to say?
I just, like, I cut this reel the other day, like, some audition reel, and somebody was like, and the person who was cutting it was like, it's really funny, and I was like, well, I hope it's not sad. Yeah. And they're like, no, it's just really, like, how are you not on TV already? And I'm like, can we stop and reverse? What do we do?
Clear and cancel.
Clear and cancel.
Clear and cancel. Not stop and reverse. That's crazy.
I'm uncomfortable with your praise of my work.
Yeah.
Do you have trouble? With praise of your work?
I have trouble probably with compliments. Yeah.
So like when I just said like that you're kind of famous, that you're like, not really.
But I was going to say, I'll toot my own horn on this because it's always like hard to like when you don't get paid for acting stuff or comedy stuff, like to have a tangible evidence of what you're doing ever.
Yeah.
And of the most like nonsensical thing, I got a plug, like a credit for one of the top female tweeters on the Huffington Post.
Yeah. Nice.
So that being like what feels like the most tossed away, insignificant part of like my creative any output, then getting a nod and being something that I can point to for my parents to look at.
Oh, yeah. That's great. That's
crazy.
Great.
It's so weird.
You know what I call those? What? Signposts.
That you're going the right way.
Yeah, that you're going the right way, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Like, because a lot of the stuff that we do as artists and actors or whatever, improvers, comedians, whatever, directors, editors, anything, it's like you don't necessarily get pay stubs.
Right.
Or get raises.
Right.
Or get anything like that. But you individually, personally, know
when you're on the right track.
Yeah, when you're on the right track. Because something happens where you're like, oh my God, that is.
Yep.
Such a great sign.
Right.
Because I just did this thing, haven't even thought about it, and it's gaining this interest, this heat, this... It's kind of like this show.
Have you noticed that Brian makes up a lot of, like, words at all?
I made up two words to introduce Emily so far in this entire podcast.
And then you haven't said anything since.
Because you're trying to come up with words.
Don't be such a vagindangandi.
There we go. Now... Emily, last time you were semi here, Greg mentioned that you were with a sketch group. Is that right, or a writing group, or
yeah? I have like the weirdest thing is that I have two amazing sketch groups that I'm in. So that's like a lot.
That's a lot of work.
Plus, as a sketch group, especially because you're
having to write that. For those people who don't know, explain sort of what a sketch group actually does.
Well, the two actually function a little differently. And what's great, well, like the Birds of Prey is a 3-woman sketch group.
Oh, Birds of Prey.
Birds of Prey.
So not Lady Bird.
No. Nope.
Well, I tried to be you last time when you were not here.
Oh,
I tried to be you.
So
yeah.
Sweet.
And it's nice.
So it's nice.
Don't touch
her face.
Yeah, she touched
shave your face next time you try to be me.
So angry.
Yeah. So go ahead. So Birds of Prey.
Birds of Prey, yeah. Birds of Prey is a 3-woman sketch group that, we write everything together. We do everything together. We collaborate. And it's funny, when we do live shows, too, it's the hardest thing because those transitions when there's only 3 people in a cast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To, like, get your clothes changed.
No, man, it must be fast.
Especially if you're a woman. Jesus.
Because you have to change your bra and panties and everything in between each.
Pantyhose.
Right.
Women have to do that, don't they?
Yeah.
Every
single
time. You gotta
change completely.
Wow.
You guys should have, like a male clown or some sort of dancer to do, like,
out
in between while you're changing. Someone's out there doing
the problem is
are
that
they looking for a job.
I think Brian's trying to.
You're an all woman group though, so that would even work with
Brian.
Yeah,
that's true.
Brian's just trying to get work.
He
could probably be a good fit.
Okay. Brian, you know it doesn't pay.
We can skip the clown, just go for the full blown male stripper with a pimple butt.
Pimple butt. Brian would be a great stripper.
Sounds horrible.
Brian would show up to a bachelorette party and walk in the door, and everyone would kill themselves.
No,
they would jump out the window. I don't think they would intentionally try to die. They would just try to get out of there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Fuck both of you.
So what's the second sketch group? What's unique about that one?
Hot Mess. Hot Mess is a mod team from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles. And mod teams are like what the theater creates, these like house improv teams that have been in existence for a long time called Herald Teams.
Cool.
And more recently they created mod teams, as in Harold and Maude.
Right.
Maude is the sketch version of a Herald team.
Hmm.
And we write, or I used to for many years on various different incarnations of mod teams. I was a writer-performer. And more recently, they decided to split the duties and Ooh. Make a very, very clear staff of writers Wow. and a very clear staff of cast members.
Oh.
So those of us who had been doing both before sort of had to choose Sophie's Choice it.
That had to be Sophie's Choice.
Hard. It was hard. It was hard, but you know what? The truth is, I think that's what's enabled me to do Birds of Prey, and that's what's so great about that. Like, you know, I think if I was full-blown writing for two teams, that would be yeah. very impossible.
So are you just acting for the hot mess?
Just acting.
You chose acting.
Chose acting.
That's great.
That is cool.
Capacity.
I like that choice for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, it's great. I really enjoy it. I mean, I love writing, but at the theater, that just gives me an opportunity to be able to get up and do stuff on stage. And then, like, I also do stand-up, so I do get to write. And I have Birds of Prey, so I do get to write with that as well. Nice.
Brian and I went to see your one-woman show a few years ago.
Yeah.
I never go to people's show, but Brian and I were like, it's Emily, Maya, Mills. We got to go see it.
Thank
Didn't
you.
Didn't we?
Yeah, and the reason why I don't go to specifically one-woman shows, they're terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
99.9% of one-woman or really one-man shows are pretty
Well, the thing about – this is the difference between men and women. Most men don't do – very few one-man shows.
Uh-huh.
You don't see a lot of that. You see stand-ups, dudes doing stand-up, guys doing sketch stuff together, mm-hmm. groups, mm-hmm. duos. Mm-hmm. See that. Mm-hmm. You don't see a lot of one-man stuff. For whatever reason, probably some sort of biological chemical that we are born with – women have the need to express themselves more individualistically.
Interesting. Right. Interesting.
There's more. There seems to be more of a platform.
Well, it's probably a matter of vulnerability. I think mm-hmm. like when you talk about men doing stand up in maybe a one man show format or whatever, mm-hmm. stand up tends to be a more aggressive sport, a more outward.
Right.
It's like yeah. it's like the difference between dramatic acting and comedy in yeah. general. Like you have a lot more. Women in dramatic acting,
yeah.
a lot less alpha males in dramatic acting, a lot more alpha males in comedy because there's just like the offensive sport and the sort of more vulnerable, defensive.
Being affected.
Exactly. Receiving sort of
mm-hmm.
aspect of that.
Yeah.
But you didn't get to the part where my one-person show wasn't horrible.
I didn't say that, guys, because everybody, you guys
it's funny that we would be we went to Emily Maya Mills' show.
And to come around,
yeah.
to finish,
and 99.9%
to finish my point, yes. to finish my point,
please do.
Your show was awesome. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And it's, you know,
I'm not fishing now.
Yeah, but you did. Totally. Clearly
but it's a tough thing to pull off. It's a tough thing.
She looks really comfortable asking for that compliment.
Yeah. See, that's interesting, because you deflected the compliments earlier.
You did really well there.
Really went after it.
But apparently it was deserved.
I'm nuts!
I'm crazy!
What do you want from me?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing more than to keep doing what you're doing.
Oh.
Yeah. We just wanted to celebrate you, really.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I've heard a lot of really great things about you, so.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
Glad
Thank
to have you,
you.
On
And
the show.
We need
you?
Ratings for the show. So, and Greg. Greg.
We're going to get Ariana Huffington onto our show.
So I was hoping, really, while you're here, is we're wondering if you could reach out to Ariana.
She's hot! That is a hot older chick,
oh my God.
Robert. Robert is refuses to say how old he would go for women that he would sleep with.
Because I think it has less to do with the number and more to do with the way they look.
Okay.
In the capacity of just sleeping with the woman.
Mm.
Okay, so and they want me to like throw down some blanket statement number, mm-hmm. which is like I will not go above 55 or 69.
69 would be a great number.
You know what I mean?
Because if you hit a 70-year-old, that's
you're
great.
Right.
That
70,
crazy.
I think it might be a little too much.
That's
but
just
I tell you what,
okay, fine.
I said, the point I made, Sandy Duncan, Sandy Duncan's about 65.
Is she now currently hot?
Sandy
Duncan,
65.
I haven't seen her.
Sandy, baby.
Brian thinks she's so hot.
I want to see.
We pulled
Brian up. Thinks she's so hot.
That's not Sandy Duncan.
No, that's not.
Demi Moore.
I've seen Demi Moore in person somewhat recently, and she is a good-looking woman.
Yeah. She's 48.
But that's not
she's
real.
She's got to be
you.
70.
Thank you. That's why I had her on.
That's
we share a lot
God
of the same
God.
Thoughts.
That's it.
It's bullshit.
48
anyway. My ass.
Yeah,
but not. Really, Ariana Huffington is so fucking hot.
Well, maybe she can line us up with that with her credentials.
So if you could tweet to Ariana...
Dear Ariana.
To check out the SHOD show, we would love to have her.
Yeah, yeah,
just
I'm
for
sure
Greg.
Ariana is really following the HuffPo
yeah,
comedy.
Yeah, they're not.
How can people follow you on your various social?
All my stuff is Emily Maya Mills. All one word: Emily Maya Mills. EmilyMayaMills at Twitter, at Tumblr, at Facebook.
We'll put a link up on theshideshow.com.
OMG.
It's worth, those of you who tweet, it's worth getting Emily's daily tweets.
Oh,
no doubt. Are you tweeting, Brian?
I'm trying to do more of it.
Oh, man.
So the answer to that is no, I'm not. But wow. Thank you
for
stopping.
I never thought I would. I honestly like held out for a long time and like hated the whole concept of it.
I hate it. Do you do daily tweets? Is like a ritual thing that, oh, I need to do a tweet today, or just really when it comes to you?
Well, I do feel compelled at this point as a comedian to do tweets at least every day. And sometimes I feel really good about being away from it for a few days, but that's more conscientious than accidental.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Do you have some stored? Have you written them out on your wall, like, for future tweets?
No, but I did find that when I started saving drafts on my phone, it was better because I would lose them all the time in my head. Like, they'd be gone.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they are just things that you're thinking already, so why not just, like, get into the habit of putting them out there?
Right. I'm inspired to be more of a tweet.
I'm going
to
start tweeting because of you, Matt.
What have I done?
Oh, my God.
We should Twitch more.
I'd like to say thank you to me for getting Emily Maya Mills back on the show.
It wasn't you that got her back.
It's my second guest.
What?
Second guest. Emily Maya Mills was here one time, and now she's here again. It's my second guest. Thank you.
Anyway. Emily, thank you for coming by.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you for having me.
On behalf of Robert Scheid, Gregory Hoy, and, of course, Emily Maya Mills. I'm Brian Gerard. We are The Shum Show.
Yeah.